Okay, so I want to say a very, very warm welcome again to all our guests and visitors this morning. Despite everything that's happened so far, this really is church. Okay, honest, I'm not joking. It may be a little bit different to how you might read it in a Bible if you grabbed one, but this really is church. And you're very, very welcome. Particularly if you aren't used to, I'm Paul, by the way, and this is Anthea. And together we lead River Church Marlow, along with a great team of people. So, if you aren't familiar with church settings, even settings like this, or even if you are, but very different traditions, we thought it would be helpful just to explain a little bit about what we're going to do now and what dedication for us is all about. So we're a newer church, and in churches like ours, we choose to dedicate children to our loving God. Then when they are older, they can make their own choice when, as a believer and as a sign of their faith, we will baptize them. At this age, Florence and Willow can't do that for themselves. So this morning is for their wonderful parents, Amy and Paul, who want to give thanks to God for the gifts of Florence and Willow, make promises in the presence of their loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to do their best to care for them and to provide for and nurture them, and to create a great environment and culture for them to grow up in. They're already doing that, of course, because they're great parents, but we're going to recognize that this morning. And they're also going to declare that they're trusting God to be the one who has the ultimate care and plans for the precious lives of Florence and Willow. Okay, but there's more. So we all here together as church have a very important role to play as well. We are welcoming Florence and Willow into the worldwide community and family of the Church of Jesus Christ, and especially to our church family here at River Marlow. Now, of course, we already know them really, really well, so today is really a recognition and a celebration of what's already happening. So we too will have a promise to make. Okay, so be ready. As you might have gathered, here in River Church, dedication takes place in our normal Sunday gatherings, where we're family together, and that's very important to us. From the youngest and to the oldest, we're all here together to support Paul and Amy and Florence and Willow. And we see examples of this throughout the Bible. So, for example, in the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel 1, we've got the wonderful story of Hannah bringing her much-loved and longed-for son to Eli the priest for dedication. And Hannah says, "And now I have dedicated him to God. He's dedicated to God for life." And then she literally gives away her son. Now, we're using that story as a metaphor this morning because Paul and Amy aren't literally going to give away Florence and Willow, are you? No, not literally. But handing over to God's care and to us together as a family, that we trust one another to love and care for each other. And also in the New Testament, we see Mary and Joseph bringing Jesus to the temple to present him to God. That's dedication. So here in River, we follow these examples. And in Mark 9:37, it says this: "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." So this morning is really important for all of us to recognize together the precious lives of Florence and Willow as part of our wonderful church family. Anthea.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'd just like to add my welcome as well. It's just so good to see so many young people and children in the room and hear the noise and the buzz. And as Paul said, it is church and we love it. So I'd like to ask Amy and Paul, and most importantly, Florence and Willow, to come forward. And also anyone who else is going to be praying. I think Nigel, Jean, maybe Beryl, Phil, Tim, anyone who wants to come and pray. Brilliant. Thank you. I'd like to also say, if children haven't already found their way to the table at the back, there's some fun activity there that Kaz is leading. So if you would like to go and do a fun thing there, you're very welcome as well. And also, if you've got permission to take photos of the lovely girls, then you're welcome to come and stand at the front and do that as well. Yeah, please do feel free to, if you've got to come and... So, did you want to say anything before we begin?
Thank you very much, everybody, for coming today. It's so nice to see so many of our friends and family here under one roof. Today's a really important day for us, just to publicly be able to give thanks for our really precious girls, Florence and Willow, and just to commit to be bringing them up in a church community and to share our faith with them. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah, what she said.
Florence, did you want to say anything to everybody? No, okay. Just checking, you're very welcome to. So, we're going to make some promises before God and before each other now. And just to give you a clue, the answer is yes. And all of you as well, when it comes to your part, the answer is yes. So I'm going to ask some questions to the parents, and then I'm going to ask some questions to the whole room. Prayerfully, we're going to answer them. So, Paul and Amy, do you want to give thanks to God for the wonderful gifts of Florence and Willow? In bringing Florence and Willow to our God today, do you promise, as far as you can do, depending on God's grace and in partnership with your her church family, to love them unconditionally, to teach them the truths of our Christian faith, and by the work of the Holy Spirit, prayer and example, show them how to follow Jesus?
Yes, we do.
Yep. Fantastic. As their church family, so we have the opportunity and privilege to also be involved in Florence and Willow's lives in various different ways. We have the opportunity to pray for them, to care for them and love them, to honour them as valuable persons in our Christian community and family, and to be there for this wonderful family and to encourage them and cheer them on and stand by them as well if they're having a difficult day. So if you're able to, could you stand and we'll all make our promises together? So this is for family, for friends, for church family, for all of us to make our promises together. So, do you all, as friends, family and church family, acknowledge that you have a wonderful part to play in loving Florence and Willow, and standing with Amy and Paul as they love, nurture, and teach them the ways of Jesus?
Yes.
Yay! Brilliant. Thank you. Do sit down. So we've asked a few people to pray, and Nigel, front of the queue. So we're going to pray for them now, and we won't invite everybody up to pray, otherwise we will be here till mid-afternoon. But if you have got specific prayers, we ask you to go and write them on the prayer bunting so they can be kept forever for the girls to read when they're old enough.
Okay. Well, it's a good opportunity. I can dedicate Paul, because we never got quite round to that, I don't think. No, Benjamin, we did. But so thank you, Lord, for Paul. No, it is such a privilege to still have three generations of us in River Church. And I know my mum and dad would have been thrilled to be here as well. So this is fantastic. I just thought about two names. I thought about Florence and I thought about Willow. And Willow, for us, I think, always means a tree. We so often see them by the river. And there's much in the Bible about trees planted by the river with their roots going deep. So I'm going to pray for Willow first, that your roots will always go deep into God, into the river of life that flows from the throne of God. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. And Florence, who won't want to look at me, Florence comes from the same root word that means to flourish. And as Willow is flourishing by the river, I pray that, Florence, you will be someone who always flourishes in the Spirit of God. And that brings that life to everyone that you meet, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. My prayer for Florence and Willow. Loving Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the blessing of these two lovely girls and their parents. I pray your blessing and protection over them in the future. And my hope and prayer is that both Florence and Willow will grow to be strong women of God, bright lights in an uncertain world. Amen.
Amen. Well, I haven't got any specific word at the moment. I just want to bless you. I want to thank Father for Mum and Dad and for the two girls and the joy that they've brought to our families, to Beryl's family and to our family. And we just pray blessing. Blessing. And we just pray too that as you grow, you'll become the women of God that you're supposed to be. You'll be strong in your faith and quite courageous in stepping out in your faith. So we just want to pray blessing on them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, Florence, like Nigel, your grandfather, I thought of you as a tree planted by the river. And that you will be fruitful in season, and even out of season you won't wither. And you shall flourish, blossom, and prosper, and benefit from the love and prayers of your parents, your grandparents, and the wider family. And for Willow, your heritage is grace and elegance, flexibility and strength. And the combination of your flexibility and strength will enable you to prosper even in unfavorable conditions. Your grace and elegance will make you a safe place for others to shelter and feel secure.
So we thank you for the gift of life. Jesus, we know that every person is precious and valuable to you, and that you see and you know us, and that these two are so precious and so valuable, and we thank you for them. Thank you, Flo, for all that you already do in this church. Thank you for being the joy and ray of sunshine that you are. We love you. And we do pray that they would come to know you, God, and we pray you keep them safe and protect them. And we pray for Paul and Amy that you would give them great wisdom and strength to carry on being the great parents that they are. And we speak your grace and your mercy and your peace over this family, that as a whole household that they would know you and they would draw others into knowing you as well. So Florence and Willow, may the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Anna.
I never turned down the opportunity to preach. But
I just wanted to say, I think Beryl mentioned uncertain times, and these are definitely uncertain times. And it's prevalent out there in the world, isn't it, on the television and around, to hear people saying, well, they feel so sorry for our children being brought up now and what they're going to have to face and so on. I just want to say, our children are born for such a time as this. And if we pray for them and we nurture them and encourage them, they are the very people that God has chosen for this time to deal with the things that are there to be dealt with. But they are there to bring life and to bring joy and to bring peace into a troubled world. So if it's okay, I'd just like to pray for all of them. Father, for all of our young people, all of our children, Lord God, that you would pour out your Spirit on them and that they would be equipped to deal with what they have to deal with out in your world, to bring peace and joy and love in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you all. How wonderful.